Knowing what's in the products you buy at the grocery store is one consumer issue. Knowing how much you're charged for a service is another. Historically, electricity pricing has been relatively straightforward. The more you use, the more you pay. But today, that simple equation is not so simple. Increasingly, the time of day when you use electricity factors into that cost as well. As Inside Energy's Stephanie Joyce reports, so-called time-of-use pricing saves money and energy. But it's not always popular.
You're probably already familiar with the concept of time-of-use pricing, just maybe not for electricity. Let's talk about parking for a second. If you pull into a parking garage in downtown Denver on a Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and want to park there all day, you're going to fork over some serious cash.
It is $17 a day to park.
Pull into that same parking garage on a Saturday at 8 a.m.?
$5.
Brandy Gall, the Denver office manager for Douglas Parking, says the price varies so much for a very simple reason.
Supply and demand.
On weekdays, a lot of people want to park downtown. On weekends, not so much. Electricity demand fluctuates too. For example,
4 o'clock on a hot summer afternoon, everyone's starting to get home from work. They're plugging in and turning on their air conditioners. They're turning on their TV and lights. And all of a sudden, power demand is just rising and rising.
That's Mark Dyson, a power expert at the Rocky Mountain Institute, a think tank. He says right now, most utilities deal with those spikes in demand by turning on natural gas power plants built specifically for that situation.
Those power plants are just sitting around waiting to be used on hot summer afternoons.
He's not exaggerating. A lot of those natural gas peaker plants only run a few days a year. But there's another way to do things, one that doesn't involve building huge, expensive power plants. What if we just avoided turning on our air conditioners all at once?
Summer. Energy costs more during peak hours from 2 to 7 p.m. weekdays when demand is highest. But shift some of your use to the other 19 weekday hours or all weekend and you can save risk-free.
That's an advertisement from Oklahoma Gas and Electric, one of the early adopters of time-of-use pricing. For the last few years, the company has had a program called Smart Hours. Customers who sign up for it pay more between 2 and 7 p.m. in the summer, when it costs the utility more to make electricity, and less the rest of the time, when it costs less. Kathleen O'Shea is a spokeswoman for OG&E.
The price can range anywhere from half price, which is about 5 cents, up to 43 cents a kilowatt. Obviously is intended to motivate them to not use as much. But, hey, that's their choice.
Most people choose to cut back on their use when the price is highest, usually by cooling their homes in the morning and then turning off their air conditioners when prices rise in the afternoon. O'Shea says people sign on because it saves them money.
You know, the average savings has kind of hovered between $100 and $200 for kind of the four-month period we offer it. But that's an average.
And then there are the super savers.
You'll have people who are saving $500, $600. Because it, you know, some people just really get into this kind of stuff.
OG&E is also saving a lot of money by not having to build more power plants.
I don't think any utility really wants to go out and build a new power plant.
Which is one reason utilities from Oregon to Colorado to Texas are starting to offer time-of-use pricing for residential customers. In California, they're taking it one step further. In 2019, time-of-use pricing will become the default for the state's three largest utilities. Mark Dyson, the power expert with the Rocky Mountain Institute, says he anticipates some pushback. After all, in the past, we never had to think about when we used electricity. But he says in the future, technology will make it so we don't have to again, and that ultimately, time-of-use pricing will be good for everyone.
It saves money for the folks that are able to reduce their consumption during peak hours, and it also saves money for the rest of the customers in the utility service territory who don't have to finance the construction of a new power plant just to meet peak demand.
And maybe someday it will seem just as natural as paying different prices for parking on weekdays and weekends. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.